I'm going to say the first part of a worldly phrase, and I want you to complete it. Here goes. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Very good. How about this one? I'd walk a mile for Camel. Good. And finally, snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Well done. Now, experts in marketing know that if they can plant a sample, single thought into the brain of the listener or viewer and include information that supports that simple thought, the chances are the listener will be motivated to use that product. And the more times a person hears that phrase, the better the odds of motivating the listener. Their goal is to get us to think about that slogan all throughout the day. Well, with the constant barrage of commercials, political propaganda, and bad news, wouldn't it be great if we, as consecrated followers of Christ, could have the equivalent of a daily commercial? A tool that has one simple thought, scripturally based, that we can reflect on all throughout the day, and which also includes some detailed information which supports each simple daily thought. Well, it just so happens we have that very tool, and for one easy payment of only $2, you too can have the daily heavenly manna. Okay, a little bit of history. The manna was originally compiled by Sister Gertrude Siebert, and the first edition was announced in February 1st, 1905, and they started by printing a whopping 20,000 copies. But when it was first introduced in the Bethel home in 1905, its method of use was described as, and I quote, "At the Bible House breakfast table, we first read the text, ask questions on it and discuss it, and then read the Tower extract as the closing comment." Well, the manna became so popular that only 2 years later, they had to then print 40,000 more copies, and the second printing added the feature of extra lined pages for use as, quote, "autograph and birthday record." By 1911, the manna was so widely used that a suggestion was made to use the corresponding Wednesday text for the weekly Wednesday testimony meetings. And after a few months, Brother Russell amended that suggestion by recommending the Thursday text prior to the Wednesday meeting be used. This way, the brethren had a whole week to focus on that particular text before their Wednesday testimony meeting. And by 1918, a vest pocket edition was printed, and it was in very high demand. By 1991, it was put together with Songs in the Night and printed as a paperback. And the price has always been kept low because Brother Russell felt that its daily use was of high value for the brethren, and thus price should never be a hindrance. Now, in my own experience, I'm amazed at how many times in my life I would be going through a particular trial or experience, and I needed scriptural advice and or encouragement. I would open the manna for that day, and the advice that I needed would be contained in that day's reading. And over the years, I found that many brethren have had the exact same experience. Now, I'm not saying that it has some magical ability. What I am saying is that the Lord can guide our thoughts using many different techniques. I happen to appreciate how reading the day's manna can help us by turning a scriptural concept into practical application in our daily lives. For example, let's say that today we were going through a very difficult trial whereby it seemed that a person or persons were trying to do us harm. Or perhaps our financial circumstances were so bad that we feared we would lose everything. Or maybe we were going through some terrible health issues that were affecting every aspect of our life. Well, if we were to pick up and read today's manna for September 6th, the text would read, "There shall no evil befall thee," Psalm 91:10. Now, brethren, if we were to read only this and nothing else, we might mistakenly believe that nothing bad can ever happen to us and that we would always be spared from pain and suffering. But the beauty of the manna is that there's a comment after each of the daily scriptures, And the comment, which is taken from a reprint article, is designed to help explain the thought of that scripture. So again, today's scripture is, there shall no evil befall thee. And the comment says, nothing shall by any means hurt us. Things may interfere with our fleshly interests or comfort or course of affairs. But when we remember that we are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, that it is as new creatures that the Lord has promised us the kingdom in His due time, we can realize that no outside influence can interfere with our real interests, our spiritual interests, nor hinder our attaining to the glories of the kingdom which the Lord has promised to His faithful ones. Only our loss of confidence in the Lord and our unfaithfulness to Him could separate us from His love and His promises. Okay, now it makes sense. The Lord's not saying that bad things won't happen to us. In fact, look at the suffering of Jesus and His disciples as told in the Scriptures. What the Scripture is saying is that no matter what happens to our fleshly interests, as long as we continue to trust in our Heavenly Father's wisdom and truly love Him and His children, then we will receive the heavenly reward as promised in the Bible. Of course, if we wanted more clarification, we could read the whole reprint article. And this particular article talks about how David had become an enemy of Saul, and that David's life could have been in danger. However, David did not show fear regarding the potential threat because he knew he had been chosen by God to take Saul's place as king, and that God was absolutely watching over him. Sure, it's nice to read something that helps to encourage us and ease a little bit of the pain. But what if we're talking about a full-on trial, not minor inconvenience, and we need more spiritual food from the Scriptures? Well, a huge benefit of the manna is that there's a topical index. If we were to look in the index for items related to trials, we would find several daily readings. Let's just look at the word tribulation in the index. And tribulation has 6 different daily readings that we could turn to. We'll just briefly look at the first reading, which is listed at April 28th. It says, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Romans 5:3-5. And then the comment says, we have need of patience, and that can only be gained by trials. We have need of faith, and that can only be developed by necessities. We have need of experience for our future work, which can be gained only by such experiences which permit us to be touched with a feeling of the infirmities and difficulties and trials of those about us, to whom we shall be ministers and representatives when we reach the throne. For us then, the lesson of present experiences is to resist evil, and not with evil, but with good. So I appreciate how well the lesson comes through with the combination of both the Scripture and the comment. Now, brethren, the daily heavenly manna is a wonderful tool which will help us to start each day with an important spiritual thought, one which we can reflect on all throughout the day. And if we make the time to study the thought for that day by reading the reprint article and or looking up related scriptures, then we will be eating our spiritual food, which is needed every day, and thus will keep us closer to our Lord in our thoughts, which influence our deeds and our actions. Brethren, if you do not have a daily heavenly manna, or you know someone who doesn't have one, please get one, or get them one. Then keep it on the breakfast table, or in the top desk drawer at your workplace. And please get into the habit of reading it daily. It will be a blessing to you. I would like to close with the scripture that's on the front of the paperback manna, and it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. May the Lord add His blessing.